Tyler Rocky and Shay Norling with you here on the pre-game show, leading you into Bears and Packers today. 9-3 Bears, 8-3-1 Packers up at Lambeau Field. I mean, you could not draw it up any better. December football, two teams in the thick of it, not just to win the NFC North, but to win the NFC and be the one seed heading into the playoffs. And then on top of that, too, the venue, you couldn't pick a better one in all of football. You've got Lambeau Field.
No better venue, no better conditions. This is exactly what I want out of NFL football in December. I want to see everybody's breath, every down, a little snow flurry covering up the field, maybe a little dusting, freezing temps. This is what you want.
Yep. The slow-mo cut to break scenes of quarterback pumping his fist, and then you see their breath on the way out. Like it's what December football was made for, and I cannot wait to see it play out. 3:25 first kick. You can hear the call right here on ESPN Chicago. Jeff and Tom and J-Mac on the sidelines as Bears and Packers renew the rivalry for the first time this season. But I want to open the question up to everyone here, because today feels like a pretty seminal moment for the Bears in the fact that I don't think losing today degrades anything that you've done this season.
Nope.
But I do feel like winning today, all of a sudden you're opening your championship window. It is officially open for business, because now you will in consecutive weeks have beaten the defending champion Eagles on the road, and then the odds-on favorite to win the division heading into the season in the Green Bay Packers on the road.
And current odds-on favorite.
And one of the couple of, I believe the Packers were, after the Micah trade, the NFC favorite too. Were they not?
Yeah.
Like, that's how impactful that trade was. Like, you're talking about two of the favorites heading into the season to win the NFC and go to the Super Bowl and even win the Super Bowl. And to me, if you go out and win these two games in succession, you're officially opening up your championship window. I feel like normally this window wouldn't be opening till next year. But if you do it against the Packers this week, all of a sudden, it's like, all right, it's go time. We can beat anybody on any field in any month of the season.
Yeah, I agree. It would just legitimize all of the work that's taken place. And not that it needs further legitimizing. It doesn't. I think beating the Eagles proved enough of who you are. But there are still people out there who will say, do the Eagles have some Q in them? A little quit.
Mm-hmm.
The 2023 team rearing its ugly head. It's a toxic locker room. Obviously, the market doesn't buy what happened. The market set the Eagles as a 2.5-point favorite at the Chargers this weekend, tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. Feels a little short to me. I think the market's saying they don't buy the Eagles as much anymore. And they're certainly saying they don't buy you, because they've made you a 6.5 or 7-point dog going on the road to Green Bay. If you win this game, who will be left to say the Bears aren't Super Bowl caliber?
You'll have two of the most impressive wins in the sport. It'll be like that and the Carolina win against the Rams. Among playoff teams, you'll be talking about two of the biggest wins in the entire sport this year.
Yeah, I think it just goes to that length of, like, you saw how long it took. The Patriots have been the best team in the AFC basically since week three of the season. But you saw how long it took until this week for them to become AFC favorites in the betting market. Mm-hmm. I think if you beat Green Bay today on the road as a 7-point dog, you're going to wake up tomorrow and look at the odds boards and go, wait, the Bears are what? Like, yeah. You might be up there with the Rams.
Yeah. You'll probably be the second team. Like, I'd imagine you'd take over for the Seahawks. Like, this win legitimizes you to a degree that puts you in the Super Bowl contender conversation. Like, last week against the Eagles, all right, you showed me once, but you show me again in what should be a very similar spot, then you're really proving something to me. And it also answers the questions, like, first 12 weeks, you don't make your own schedule. The NFL makes your schedule right for you. But now these last 2 weeks with Green Bay and Philly on the road, then all of a sudden you're talking about a team that has gone out and proven itself. And you can throw out all of the strength of record stuff, strength of victory. A, your strength of record will be significantly better with a victory over Green Bay. But on top of that, the eye test will tell you everything you need to know about this team. Because you dominated Philly. today, it doesn't matter how you do it. You walk out of Lambeau with a win today, and you have to be taken seriously by the rest of the league.
100%. Like, there's really no question. You walk out of Lambeau, this isn't college. I don't need style points.
Yeah.
I don't need you to go up there and dominate them the way that you dominated Philly. You leave victorious, whether it's by 1 or 100 points, you're going to wake up tomorrow feeling like you can win a Super Bowl.
Yep.
You're going to wake up tomorrow as the prohibitive favorite to win the NFC North and feeling like, no, we're here. We've arrived.
Mm-hmm.
This is that moment. Flip side of it, if you lose to Green Bay, like you said, it does nothing to diminish the work that has taken place to this point in the season. The Bears are good. They've proven that they're good. Losing today is just the league. We talk all the time. The Rams lost to the Panthers. Like, good teams lose.
Mm-hmm.
You can't win every game in the NFL, certainly not on the road. So while I think you have an opportunity, I'm not going to sit here and say it's a win-win no matter what the result is, but I will say, like, winning would do everything to say you are a championship team. Losing would do nothing to take away from what they are.
Because you still have another spin at the Packers in 2 weeks on that Saturday night, 7:20. And I think that, to further what you're saying, the Bears are a good team. Today you get to prove, are you great?
Yep.
Are you, dare I even say, elite? That's what you have to prove today. And if you lose today, you're still a good team. You're still a good football team. And I'll feel that way for the final four games of the season after this one, too. But Bears fans, how you feeling? We want to know, if the Bears win today, does it open the Super Bowl window officially with a win today at Green Bay? 312-332-3776. Tom is in Lyle. Morning, Tom.
Hey, guys, I like your take, but I am a damaged Bears fan, and I cannot, until they punch their ticket to the tournament and get the X, you know, clinch playoff berth, I can't do the emotional hedge. I can't do it.
So a win today, you won't think they're a serious contender until they officially clinch a spot?
No, I think they're a potential contender, but the championship window statement, gotcha. Until they clinch a spot, I can't buy in like that.
All right. Got you down. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate the phone call there. I don't know. I feel like today really legitimizes you, and for all intents and purposes, you're not going to put an X or a Z or a Y next to your name today, whatever. I don't even know what does what in the standings anymore, because the Bears haven't been in these conversations in quite some time. But I do know that today effectively clinches a spot for you.
Yeah, 100%.
You move to 10 wins. You still have a game against the Browns that you should win.
But also, if you win today, nobody's going to look at the schedule anymore and go, oh, well, this is a really tough game. Just, you win today, there's no world where you finish with 10 wins.
Today sparks belief, and frankly, last Friday sparked belief too. When you went out into Philly and beat the Eagles at the link. Like, that inspired faith that the only reason I think the Bears have a chance to win today in the first place is because they beat Philly.
Right.
And I think that's probably the only reason why any Bears fan thinks that they have a chance to go into Lambeau today and beat the Packers is because you went out and you did the work and you beat Philly. That, to me, is why I think myself and a lot of Bears fans have faith today that they can go out and win this game.
Yeah.
You've earned it.
They have earned the right to be talked about as a team that can go up there and win. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't true a week ago. But beating Philly made that true. And look, I do think they're a year ahead of schedule.
I agree.
For the past few weeks, I think 2026 and 2027 is your championship window. That's 2 years where you are going to be among the favorites to win a Super Bowl because of the work that you've done this year.
But there's no shame
in the head coach.
And there's no shame in showing up to this party early.
No, absolutely not. That's where, like, right now, I feel like your window opens in 2026. And we'll talk about them in the offseason as we expect them to win the division. We expect to be hosting a playoff game. And we expect to be playing for a trip to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because, like, by putting in the work this year, I don't think you're, are you 1 foot in, 1 foot out. No, I think you're just compensating for the shortcomings of what you could have been development-wise last year.
Right.
Rookie quarterback. You're getting a taste. And I think getting some of this playoff experience for a team like the Bears, a younger team, especially with some of the key skill guys, getting the playoff experience right out of the gate, and today is going to have a playoff-type atmosphere to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what it is. to have that experience under your belt in year two of a rookie deal quarterback and year two of a rookie deal top 10 pick receiver of a number of top 10 type of guys on this roster, I think it's essential for what you want to accomplish moving forward.
Yeah, and they've already made themselves, like, when they get into the playoffs, this isn't a team anybody's going to be licking their chops to play. You're a pain in the ass. Mm-hmm. You have an offensive line that's going to lean on anybody they're playing against. I think they've been the most physical team on every field that they've stepped on pretty much since the Lions game. You can make an argument, maybe not the Ravens game, but that's it. Mm-hmm. Every game, basically, since they got blown out by the Lions, they have been the tougher team on every field that they've stepped on. And that includes against the Eagles, which I think was the spot of, like, oh, they are as physical as anyone in this league.
To that point, too, I don't think teams fear the Bears, but they're like, damn it, we have to play the Bears. It's just they're the pain in the ass team right now that you know they're going to punch you. And if you don't have a counter to it, then you find yourself in some trouble.
Well, it's exactly what you're saying. We're like, you know, you're going into this game and you're going to get worn down. They're going to exhaust you. Mm-hmm. They're going to throw every punch that they got.
It's almost like you're playing Denver to a degree where, like, you know, you're going into altitude and you know you're just going to be dog tired. Yep. By the time you get to the fourth quarter, I think the same thing can be said about the Bears.
It's the physicality that they play with. And it's, I think, look, the further and further we get away from Ben Johnson's time in Detroit, the more it starts to really look like he was part of the culture and the identity that that team had over the past three seasons, where they were one of the most physical teams in football, and they were the offensive line that would lean on you. Yeah. And they were the team, like, nobody really, you were never licking your chops to play them because you knew they'd exhaust you. And I think the Bears have adopted all of it. And it's credit to Ben Johnson that he brought it with him and that he instilled it as quickly as he did.
Yep. Josh is on the way to Lambeau Field. What's going on, Josh?
Hey, we're heading up to the game right now.
Love it.
I just think that, you know, this team, we don't have anything to lose right now. Like, the pressure's on Green Bay, you know. We have Cleveland coming up next week. You know, we're hot. We've got momentum. I truly think that this team can make a run in the playoffs. And you know, I'm just psyched with this team. Ben Johnson got energy. Like, I love this team, man. Great team.
Hey, Josh, is this your first time going to Lambeau?
This is my first time, yeah.
Dude, enjoy it, man. Like, if this is your first taste of Lambeau Field, like, this is as good as it gets. As good as it gets.
I'm with my dad and brother in the car now, so vibes are awesome.
Awesome, like, man. Enjoy the trip, safe travels, and bring us home a win, all right, man?
Yeah, and we'll do. Thank you.
All right, that's Josh in Naperville. Oh, man, this being your first Lambeau experience.
Unbelievable.
Incredible. You don't even, like, it's going to be 15 degrees or so at this game, but the way that Lambeau's built, you're just next to people. You're basically feeding off of body heat at that point. And it's just like, it doesn't feel like it's 15 degrees out. You don't feel it.
You're not going to sit.
No.
Like, to your point about collegiate, there are not seats at Lambeau Field, for people who don't know.
It's bleacher seating.
It's benches.
Yeah.
It is a college stadium.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good, dude. It's awesome. Yeah. It's so fun.
Yep. Rick's in Oak Park. Morning, Rick.
Morning, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
I think you have to like the Bears' chances that they beat Green Bay towards championships. And I, of course, got my plus 4,000 to win the Super Bowl before the season and my plus 3,500 to win the conference about 6 weeks ago. So, yeah, I think they can do it. I think they have a great attitude, and I think that's their strength. I don't think Green Bay has the culture that we see in the Bears right now, and I think that's what's going to take them all the way. But I wanted to ask, it seems as if we got an awful lot of depth in the defensive backfield and at wide receiver. And I think Rome is fine, all for him, but I don't understand a lot about the drops, and I just wonder if it's Caleb just throws that hard. But we seem to have a lot of great receivers. I'm not talking about ditching DJ. I'm just saying it seems like we have potentially a lot of capital for trading and love to get those edge rushers we want, but shouldn't we also look to get a couple of young backup offensive linemen, given the age of our offensive line now, as excellent as they are, and sort of be ready for what's next in the next few years?
Yeah, and Rick, it's a good point of building up the offensive line and having some in reserve, but I think you've already started to do that. Like, that's what Ozzie Trapillo was coming into the year. Luke Newman's a guy who came in at times when Jonah Jackson was injured, and he looked like he belonged. You're talking about, what was he, a sixth or seventh round rookie out of Michigan State? Like, you're talking about a guy who, and we've heard on this station Tom Thayer rave about him. I think the coaching staff really likes him. I think you're starting to do some of that. So, yeah, I think having the reserves in the offensive line is good. And then to his point about Rome, listen, I would just say this about the catch percentage. Luther Burden's got a catch percentage of just north of 75%. Colson Loveland's sitting at 70%. Zacchaeus is at about 65. DJ Moore's at 60. Rome Odunze's sub 50.
Yeah.
Like, that's a problem. And it's not all Rome. It's not all Caleb. Probably meets somewhere in the middle, but the drops are high, and the off target is also a problem, too.
Yeah. On the offensive line point, I always believe it's important to address it early rather than late. You don't want to have, again, I'll use Detroit as the example. They had the best offensive line in football the last 3 years, and they didn't address the depth. Now they have a pretty bad offensive line. Like, it'll happen quickly. The only spot I'd really be racing to probably add depth is left guard, because I don't know how long Joe Tooney's going to be an all-pro. I don't know how long he can stay healthy at the age that he's playing at, but he's obviously great. My investment primarily this offseason is going to be the other side of the line of scrimmage.
Yep. I'm right there with you. You have to find an edge rusher some way, somehow, this offseason. All right, 312-332-3776. We want to know, Bears win today. We're throwing out a hypothetical. You're hearing the post-game show. Peggy and Yurko are opening it up. You get the fade to black from Jeff Joniak. The Bears have come away victorious. Does it mean that the Super Bowl window is officially open? Both Shay and I believe yes, but we want to hear from you. 312-332-3776. And if you're heading up to the game, we'd love to hear from you as well. Getting you ready for Bears and Packers on ESPN Chicago.
This is Tyler and Shay.
Tyler and Shay.
I know you're going to dig this.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Taking your Bears calls here, leading you into Bears and Packers. The 9-3 Bears, the 8-3-1 Packers, 1-2 in the NFC North right now. Bears trying to hold on to that number one spot in all of the NFC. I think that was like the biggest gift that everyone saw after the Panthers beat the Rams. It was like, wow, not only do the Bears have the tiebreaker over the Rams, they're going to have the tiebreaker over them the rest of the season. So if they find themselves in any sort of situation like this, you just got to hold serve with the Rams.
Yeah.
You do the work and you'll be good the rest of the way.
The math is assuming the Bears and Rams finish the season tied. There is no mathematical world where the Rams can win the tiebreaker over the Bears.
Mm-hmm. Which is, who would have thought that? And it's not like the Rams, like, it's just weird. All of the Rams losses have come within the conference. The Bears have the one loss to the Ravens out of conference, and it could be something that ends up helping them the rest of the way. If you have to pick your losses, you want to hopefully have them in the AFC and not in the NFC. So 312-332-3776 is the phone number. We're talking to you, and we want to know if the Bears win today against the Packers, if they pull the nearly touchdown upset, is the championship window officially open? 312-332-3776. And if you're on the way to Green Bay as well, we'd love to hear from you. Lewis and Lyle. Morning, Lewis.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Bears Sunday.
Happy Bears Sunday.
First off, I think you can tell by my prompt that I believe that this championship window's already opened. The reason is, I mean, you guys said earlier that you mentioned the Vikings and Chiefs as teams that couldn't sustain those, like, one-game
one-possession games, yeah.
One-possession games. So the big difference, there's a huge difference between those teams and this Bears team. The Vikings were committed to Kirk Cousins with a lot of guaranteed money. The Chiefs have a $500 million contract that they have to pay Patrick Mahomes. It's a lot harder to maintain your success with that formula just because, I mean, you can't supplement your team nearly as much. The Bears don't have that problem. So I think that they would be able to continue winning those one possession games going into next year and the year after, as long as Caleb Williams is still on that rookie contract. Now, if they win the Packers, which I believe they're going to spank the Packers, because I mean, all their fans have just been talking, you know what, all week. We saw Micah Parsons just basically say, hey, they're disrespecting us for playing the game, just for playing the game and wanting to go to Green Bay and win. This team's on a mission. And you know what Ben Johnson said? We're going to be playing our best football in December. We haven't lived up to our potential. Every time he said that something's going to be fixed, whether it was the run game or the penalties, he's fixed it. This team's about to just roll into Green Bay. They're going to stomp them, and we're winning this division.
All right. Thanks for the call, Lewis. Like the optimism there.
The one spot I'd push back on what he was saying, and this is going to be a positive. This isn't a negative for everybody who thinks I'm about to be a hater. Not committing money to quarterback for the next two seasons has nothing to do with your ability to win one-score games. Because ideally, you will supplement the roster enough that you are very rarely playing one-score games. You will be winning blowouts. That's where the team has to get. That's what the rookie contract is good for.
The other part, too, is the Bears are investing a ton of money into the rest of the team right now.
It's the fifth most expensive defense in football.
Right. Like, it, and you've got guys who aren't really living up to their money, per se, either. Like, Montez Sweat has been underwhelming given the money he's being paid. He's being paid like a top 10 edge rusher. He hasn't looked like a top 10 edge rusher. I know he's starting to get, he has been better as of late. The sack numbers are up. He's forcing some fumbles too, which has been really good and feeds into the takeaways that this team is having too. But it's not like they're not utilizing that extra cap space that they have because the quarterback contract is so minuscule. They are utilizing it and like pushing it to the brim.
It's just, It's really got nothing to do with contract stuff. Winning one-score games becomes unsustainable long-term because the sport is the sport. Mm-hmm. You live on a knife edge. When all you play is one-score games and you're relying on turnovers and takeaways, it's a funny-shaped ball that can bounce in any given direction. A fumble is basically a 50-50 shot of recovery. Yeah. There's no promise in it. Like it's the same adage as if you play with fire enough, eventually you will get burned.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot possibly in this league just win every one score game.
Yep.
So the contract stuff, I agree, but it's why I feel great about 26 and 27, the Bears contending for Super Bowls, because they should be able to supplement this roster enough that they don't have to win one score games. They'll win blowouts.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Owens and Willowbrook. Morning, Owen.
Hey, guys. Hey, you know, when the Bears first hired Johnson, I was not a big believer, and let me give you the reason why. When they lost to Washington last year, you know, they were averaging 8 yards a carry. And he threw 50 times when there were 10 guys out on defense for Detroit. I'm thinking, why aren't they shortening the game? But the way I look at it now is I think that was more of a reflection of Campbell. What I saw last week with this guy in their offensive line, and he's committed to the run, and the NFL is about, even though they're a pass-happy league, the NFL's about physicality, running the ball, and turnovers, and that's what wins championships. I'm starting to be a believer in this team.
All right. Love it, Owen. He's starting to finally buy into the Bears. And it's funny because there is so much scar tissue with this fan base. They haven't shown you much in the last 40 years. You have one Super Bowl appearance. You have a couple pop-up divisional championships. You have one other NFC title game appearance. Like, there hasn't been a whole heck of a lot to look forward to when you get in. But now that you've got a 9-3 team, as you enter the stretch here into December, feels a little different, feels nice, and it feels like you're finally building towards something.
The most inspiring thing about the Philly game, too, the play-calling aspect of it, which for three quarters I wasn't super stoked about, as he entered the fourth quarter, Caleb threw it damn near 30 times in a game where you were getting about 7 yards a carry.
Yeah, listen, Ben Johnson's been far from perfect.
Right. And that's where in the fourth quarter, I loved that it was like, you know what? This is what's working. We're just going to lean on our run game and pound it.
Yep.
And Caleb will make throws when we need him to, but for the most part, we're just going to pound the rock.
Yeah.
Because I did not like, I think it was a third quarter possession, where you ran the ball down Philly's throat, and then you got into the red zone, and it was pass, pass, pass. It was three incompletions. He had to settle for three. Mm-hmm. I didn't love that. But the fourth quarter, it was like he brought up the Washington game last year when they threw it 50 times, getting 8 yards a carry. The fourth quarter, I was worried, are you going to keep throwing the football? And he didn't. And I thought that was the adjustment that needed to be made.
Mm-hmm. Dave in Whiting, Indiana. Morning, Dave.
Morning.
What's going on?
Yeah, I just feel confident as long as the Grizzlies up front do their job, keep running the ball. I think good things happen when you run the ball. But to go back to your question, I do think we will be a contender if we win today, just for the fact that it's pretty much an open league this year, any given Sunday. And, you know, if we do win, that's fine. I think that would be great for the city. But if we lose, I don't think it would harm our chances for next year, because this team reminds me of the 05 season when we did good and then it propelled us the next year. So pretty much, I think if we win, we're playing with house money, basically.
Yep.
I don't like to use that term because Ben Johnson is he's like Lovey. I would say he's like Lovey because he's very stern and he doesn't really show any emotion.
Yeah.
He's Lovey with passion. So I think we got the best of both worlds with this coach. I didn't see this coming.
Hey, Dave,
I didn't know he was this passionate.
Dave, so. It's all good to say you're playing with house money, too, as a fan. You don't need Ben Johnson to feel that way, and you don't need the Bears to feel that way. They can keep their intensity. But as a fan, you're absolutely playing with house money.
Yeah.
Nobody saw this coming. And if you lose, it doesn't denigrate any of the work you accomplished. You're still a good football team. If you win, it's just more gravy on your mashed potatoes.
Right. The way, and especially that's how I felt last week too with Philly. You were already 8-3. 8-3 is an extremely legitimate NFL record. 8-4 is too. You lose to Philly, all right, is what it is. And it's because of the work that you put in against Minnesota and Pittsburgh leading into that. If you had split those games, it would have probably heightened the urgency for winning one of these Philly or Packer games. But then you win the Philly game. And now it's like house money, but house money with belief. It's like your house money, you're rolling, and it's just like you're getting hot at the right time, and it's the right matchup on hand as well. Marcelo's on the way to Lambeau. What's going on, Marcelo?
Hey, guys, how's it going? Thanks for having me on. I just want to say I'm on my way with Lambeau right now for the first time. Pretty pumped about it.
That's awesome.
We got to win this game. Thank you. Yeah, we got to win this game in the trenches.
Yep.
We got to win this game in between the tackles. We got to make our tackles. Our coverage is going to be all right. Caleb's going to make the throws. We need to make the throws, but we got to rely on Manung guy, Swift, in this offensive line to carry us home. And I do think that we are already got the championship window open, but I think the rest of the NFL world is going to see that it's legit when we beat the Packers today.
Yeah. Hey, Marcelo, enjoy the game, man. And I would say this to anyone going to Lambeau for the first time today. Before kickoff, just like take a moment and look around.
It's
and like
so cool.
Soak it all in. Just have the best time up there. Win or loss, it's going to be a great time, man.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day. Let's go Bears. Oh, yep. My boy Jeff. Shout out Jeff.
Shout out Jeff. All right. When we come back, we'll get through some of our picks for the rest of the NFL slate. We'll go through all of the big games on the docket today, and we'll try to squeeze in some of your Bears calls as well. 312-332-3776. Bleck and Abdallah coming up at 11 for the pregame tailgate as well. The Bears conversation will be flowing all day long right here on ESPN Chicago.
This is Tyler and Shay.
Tyler and Shay. I know you're going to dig this.
On Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
Getting you ready for Bears and Packers and the rest of the NFL slate today. Remember, Bleck and Abdallah's pregame tailgate begins at 11. That'll lead you in to the network pregame with Waddle, Sylvie, and Dion Miller from 1 to just before kickoff, and then it's Jeff and Tom, Jeff Joniak, Tom Thayer, and Jason McKee on the sidelines for Bears and Packers right here on your home for the Bears, followed by network post-game Peggy and Yurko, followed by the post-game show with Jason McKee, Pat the Designer, and Jeff Meller. So a full slate of Bears for you today, but let's go around the rest of the league here today and give you some picks. I don't know who's leading this because we said, Potsy, you're leading the picks. And then we got the most aggressive eye roll possible out
of
Potsy.
He handed the ball off.
And then we said, all right, Potsy out. Aiden in. And then Aiden and his mustache gave the most I don't want to be here look of all time. So he's not doing the picks. So now it's back to Potsy. I see Eric in there. Maybe Eric should lead the picks. He wants nothing to do with leading the picks. So why don't we're going to have Potsy lead the picks. We're all going to be picking the biggest games today. The begrudgingly hoster of the picks, Justin Pottinger, what do we have today?
Oh, I'm doing the picks? I guess I'm doing the picks here. All right.
Unbelievable.
Way to be prepared, man. Holy smokes.
We'll start with this dumpster fire. How about the Dolphins versus the Jets
today? Dude, we don't need to pick all the games. Just the big one.
This is a big game.
Dolphins-Jets is a big game?
I would say so.
For who? Who is this a big game for? You know what? You're
honestly,
out.
Honestly, wait, honestly, hold on. Honestly, both coaches, Mike McDaniel's coaching for his job. Aaron Glenn's trying to get a little credibility. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. That's my pick.
Are we giving spreads? What's the spread in this game?
2.5.
Two and a half. They're going north. I would go Jets in this game. You're going north. Miami's not good in December outside. I like the Jets. I think they outright win.
Aiden just fell out of his chair.
Aiden, we're all picking games here. Look alive back there.
J-E-T-S.
What a disaster.
Who are they playing? Aiden, who are they playing?
Fellas, we're doing live radio, by the way.
We'll Potsy? Do it live. Potsy, you got a pick?
I'm on the Fins. All right.
A little dissenting voice.
We'll do it live. F it. We'll do it live.
What's next?
All right. Here's an actual big game. We got the Cincinnati Bengals on the road +6
today. The Browns and the Titans. Here's an actual big game for you. Bengals,
Bills. Miles Garrett trying to break the sack record.
At Buffalo. What are we doing here, fellas?
I'm laying the wood with Buffalo. Since he's a super public side today, they're like the sexy darling. They're just going to win out and win the AFC North. I'm not really buying it today. This is like a Buffalo snowball, lean on James Cook, that run game. I think Buffalo covers a big spread.
I do too. And it's outdoors. The snow's going to be falling in this game. I think that hurts Cincy more than it hurts Buffalo. You've got the number two EPA rush offense going up against the second worst rush defense. So give me Buffalo. I think they win by 14 today.
Ooh, 14. A lot of points. A lot of snow, too. Let's circle the wagons. I'll take the Bills, too.
I'm on the Bengals. Too many points here. I think the Bills will win the game, but the Bengals will keep it close. Big game today from Chase Brown.
All right.
Commanders-Vikings. Huge game up north in Minnesota.
That is a big game. J.J. McCarthy back on the field.
Jaden Daniels, too.
Okay, we got Colts-Jags. This is an interesting one. Sloppy spread here, I'd say. Colts are 2.5 favorites.
One quarterback has a broken leg and the other doesn't. I will take the home team that has a quarterback whose leg is not broken. Give me the Jags +2.5.
He may play like it at times, Trevor Lawrence, like his leg is broken.
He plays
but
like he has rocks in his skull sometimes.
But I think that this Jaguars defense, they are a top five EPA defense. You got on the flip side another very good defensive team in Indy as well. But Indy's going to be without Sauce Gardner. And it's supposed to be rainy conditions. I lean towards the Jaguars side of things here. I'm going to go with Jacksonville as well.
I'm with you, Tyler. I don't care if his leg's broken. I think he's a bad quarterback in general. Give me the Jags.
This line stinks. I'm on Jacksonville big time today. I'm taking them spread and money line here.
All right.
Wow.
Potsy,
what else is on Potsy's bets?
Well, we'll see in this next game because we got Steelers-Ravens, two teams in must-win scenarios. What are we going here? Baltimore, 5.5 point favorites.
I've really gone back and forth on how I feel about this game all week. Full disclosure, I'm not going to have a bet here, but if you forced me to pick it as we are, I think I lean Baltimore. It feels really chips down with them where Lamar hasn't thrown a touchdown pass in 3 weeks and Derrick Henry sucks. He's aged out of the league. The Steelers' defense feels soft enough. This is an advantageous spot. Henry gets his yards. Henry gets a score. Lamar finally finds, like, Zay Flowers in the end zone. Ravens blow him out.
I saw a tweet. It was like, Lamar Jackson treating this like a playoff game against Pittsburgh. And it's like, oh, Lamar treating it like a playoff game? Maybe the Steelers do have a chance today to win.
Fair. Little game, Lamar.
I will say I'm with you. I do think Baltimore not just wins but covers in this game. But I don't feel strongly either way. Like, Ravens-Steelers always has so much juice to me because I respect the teams on the field so much. I don't think I've had less respect for a Ravens or Steelers team in the last decade than these two.
This matchup shouldn't be as heinous as it is.
Like, at least in the past, you've been able to go, oh, Lamar's injured, or, oh, like, Big Ben's a little dinged up, or there's a significant injury. No, not in this game. It's just two, frankly, in my opinion, bad teams taking the field in this one. I'll lean Ravens, but I don't feel strongly about it.
You guys aren't changing your pick based on the fact that Adam Thielen is active for the Steelers?
I am not, no.
Yeah, I'm not either. Give me the Ravens by a million.
The Adam Thielen disrespect. I mean, did he just catch a stray? Holy smokes.
I got Baltimore today. They're due for a big win, gentlemen, and I think that's going to be today. I got Baltimore by 2+ scores.
Broncos Raiders, huge game out west in Vegas.
Raiders.
Anything else, Shay?
No, go ahead.
All right. We'll skip the local game here. We'll save that for last. We got Texans-Chiefs. Is this the game the Chiefs are dead? We got 3.5 now. It was 4. Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites.
Yeah, money coming back on the Texans side. I have to imagine Texans remain the public side in this. But the spread's coming down probably because the Chiefs are going to be without 3 offensive linemen against the best defensive line in football. Sometimes the gambling stuff, the public side stuff, you just throw it away because the football angle is so juicy. This defense is going to feast. It feels like a race to 20. I like the Texans to cover the number, if not win the game.
I like the Texans to outright win this game. For the exact reasons that you've laid out, I think you've got a defensive line that's better than anyone else's in all of football. I think you've got an offensive line that's compromised. Mahomes going to be running for his life. I think this game could look eerily similar to the Super Bowl when Mahomes was scrambling for his life against the Bucs and the Bucs win pretty comfortably. Now, I don't know if Houston's going to win this game comfortably, but I do think they win the game. And it's largely because that Bucs offense was way better than what this Houston offense is. But I do think Houston's offense is starting to come together a little bit. You got C.J. Stroud back. The receiving room has gotten a lot better over the course of the last couple of weeks. Jaden Higgins is the name to watch, too, because he has really started to emerge in that receiving room. So give me the Texans, not just a cover, but an outright winner today.
Not so fast, my friend.
Oh, boy.
Goodell's on line one. Give me the Chiefs. I'm telling you. They're making the playoffs. They're winning this game. It's going to be like a 17-12 game. Chiefs are winning this one.
I'm on the Chiefs, too. a lot of public here on the Texans. Mahomes, it's do or die here.
I got the public Chiefs. Ever scared you before?
Have a little fun.
No fun today. Chiefs win.
Have a little fun. Kill the Chiefs.
Chiefs win and cover.
All right. When we come back, we'll give you our Bears pick.
Oh, wow.
And we've also got a little Bears same game parlay for everyone else.
Oh.
All right?
Okay.
We're going to drum it up next.
This is Tyler and Shay.
Tyler and Shay. I know you're going to dig this.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
Thank you to Justin Pottinger and Aiden O'Connor for producing today's show. Don't forget, we are leading you into Bleck and Abdallah's pregame tailgate coming up at 11 o'clock today. College football playoff coming out very shortly as well, so we'll know all the spots.
I think I have a lean based on who is where.
That was a great story from a couple of years ago. Harry Lyles catching a stray. All right, let's get into this Bears-Packers game because this is the marquee game of the day. You've got the rivalry aspect. You've got the big game aspect to it. You've got a 9-3 team versus an 8-3-1 team. Historic backdrop on the scene at Lambeau Field. But I would... Going into this game, and we were just giving out our picks for all of the different games across the NFL, the Bears are a 6.5-point underdog here. I like the Bears in this game, not just to cover, but I think they win the game today, too. And I think it's predicated off of turnovers. Turnovers are going to be what decides this game. I think you've got a Bears team that's very opportunistic in how they operate with the turnovers, and I don't know if they're going to get one in quarters 1-3. Just because of the way that the game script might be, how much Green Bay decides to throw the ball, they may not get one quarters 1-3. If they get a fumble, great. But I do think we see a backbreaking Jordan Love interception in the fourth quarter. Whether it's Nashawn Wright, Kevin Byard swooping in, one of them makes a big-time play in the fourth quarter, and it seals a victory for the Bears. I think turnovers determine this game. Green Bay has turned the ball over in each of their losses and ties this year. They've only turned it over one time in eight wins. If you get a turnover, you are winning the game, and I think the Bears get one today.
Yeah, it's we talked about it earlier. Styles make fights in this kind of game. I think it's really fascinating. The Bears have a weaker D-line. The Packers have a weaker O-line. Flip side, Packers have an elite defensive line. Bears have an elite offensive line.
Yeah.
It's either weakness on weakness or strength on strength everywhere you look in this game. Like I said, I don't think the result means anything for the Bears if they lose. I think they are a very good football team. I just also think you can't win every game in the NFL. It's not the way it works. You don't go on the road and just win every game. I'm rooting for the Bears today. But I have a hard time, as somebody who bets this league, looking at the most publicly bet team in the sport for the day, and they're just stuck at 6.5 points as a dog. It does feel a little trappy. Like the books are just going, I got you, a great deal here. Go ahead, take it. I'm rooting for the Bears, and people said this should make you happy because you took the Eagles last week and you won outright. I am going to take, I'm taking the Packers laying the 6.5.
Shea's putting his credibility on the line to bring the Bears to 10 wins.
I think
on
it's
the season.
Exactly.
There you go.
I think it's like
hedge
a
27-20
final.
Okay. Potsy, Aiden, what do you got?
Way to be prepared,
into
fellas.
Into the mic, Justin.
Hand the ball off here. All right. As much as I want to say that this is a season-defining game and this team comes out and lights the world on fire, I'm getting booed back here right now. They're going to cover. I don't know if they're going to win.
Who's they?
The Bears.
Okay.
Bears plus 6.5, 7, whatever it is right now. I'd take it. And you know what? Why not? Let's win a ball game.
That whole time I thought you were picking the Packers, and then all of a sudden you picked the Bears. You wrapped your way around to pick the Bears. All right, there you go. You did a little Pat McAfee picking Alabama right there.
You want me to take my shirt off, too?
That's all right.
We're good.
That's okay.
I'm good, too.
Potsy, who you like?
Then why'd you offer?
It's like you're itching for it back there. Ben Johnson's got the whole city itching to take the tarps off now.
It was a McAfee joke.
Yeah, I get that, too. All right, what do you like, Potsy?
I like the Bears today. I'm throwing my money on Caleb rushing yards today, though. Over 20.5, it's going to be cold out there. Pressure's going to come in. I think he's going to escape the pocket a little bit. I think it's plus money, actually, Tyler.
25 plus is plus money. You took my leg from the parlay, but I'll cede it to you.
Really?
I'll find another one.
I got 20.5 on Fanatics at plus 105.
So. Okay. I like that a lot. I think there's definitely going to be ample opportunity for him to rush. So. Why are you looking all disgusted now, huh?
Never mind. Forget it.
Okay. All right, so Caleb, Potsy's leading us off. We're going to do a little four-leg Bears-Packers same-game parlay. Potsy leading us off with Caleb Williams rushing over. Where are you going, Shay?
I want to make sure I have the number first, receiving yards over under. I'm going to take Colston Loveland over 36.5 receiving yards.
All right, Colston Loveland going over 36.5 receiving yards. I got to find another play now. What do you have, Aiden?
I like the Caleb. I was going to go with the Caleb rushing touchdown. I think they're going to get the play action going. They're going to try to get the run game going. It might not work with this front from Green Bay. I'm going to go with Cole Kmet, 2-plus receptions.
Cole Kmet with 2-plus receptions. All right, interesting. Interesting there. I'm going to go
Loveland receiving yards over and a Kmet receptions over in the same parlay.
It's the tight end day. It's tight end day. I am going to go with I'm going to go to the passing side of things. I'm going to go to an over under for Jordan Love. I'm going to go under 218.5. And to be honest, I would feel the same way about Caleb in this game too. I think it's going to be a game that is largely played on the ground, shrunk down. So I'm going to go Jordan Love under 218.5. So those are the legs. You got Caleb rushing over, Cole Kmet, 2-plus receptions, Jordan Love passing yards under, and Colston Loveland receiving yards over. So four-legger for you there. So that's gonna hopefully get us home. And I think if you follow that script, Bears victory. If you're getting your tight ends involved today with Colston Loveland, because Kmet, he hasn't been as involved lately, but you see he gets like one or two meaningful catches a game. It feels like when he's catching the football, he's putting his head down and he's finding his way to either get you a first down or setting up like third and short or second and short. It's what Cole Kmet's really been the last couple of games. So, all right, that is going to do it for us. In 2 minutes, you're going to get the Bears and Black and Abdallah pregame tailgate from 11 to 1. Then it is the network pregame show with Waddle, Sylvie, Dion Miller. And then it's kickoff time with Jeff Joniak, Tom Thayer, and Jason McKee live from Lambeau. Thanks so much for listening. Black and Abdallah's pregame tailgate coming up in 2 minutes.
This Take that. Is Tyler and Shay.
Tyler and Shay. I know you're going to dig this.
On Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.